Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We
your
number one.
Let's go, baby. Let's let them ride one more time. Come on now. Come on now. Let them air horns ride. Hey, a win is a win. A win is a win. Who knows? This might be the last time we hear it this year. Young Zell, come on.
Wait a minute.
They do not know what Sacktown brings. Win on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us then, ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now.
See now.
Coming down the lane off the rebound.
Rebound.
It's 9-16 now.
Look to the sky, light the beam now. Tell them light the beam.
Hey, you know what?
Hey,
got to.
Hey, got to, man.
Got to.
Got to, man. Come on now.
Got to.
Young Zell, Harlow's, May 25th. You already know what it is, man. Problem in the building.
Verse 2, baby. Actively Black. Come on.
Hey.
Sack crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home or on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke. We the team of the year. We shaking things over here. Don't doubt. We believe over here. We don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear.
Only speak with real kings over here.
So tell me what you see now.
See now.
Coming down the lane off the rebound.
Rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look to the sky like the beam now. Hey.
Let your mayor horns ride. Hey, one more game for our brother Young Zell. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Sit down. Get comfortable. We're here with you on this station for the next 4 hours. We're on your radio for the next 7 hours.
Yes.
And we're so happy that you're here with us. I'm Damian Boiling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
Talk to him, wise man. He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Shout out to the wise man, Deuce Mason. Got to spend some time with him for the first time
Shout
on Sunday.
Wise man.
Walked right up to me and put the one in the sky. I said, yes, wise man. Yes, wise man. Thank you for being here.
Come on, man. Let's get it on, man. You know, we did some TV yesterday. My mood has kind of shifted.
82 effing games later. And we are right back to where we started. An entire season later.
Yeah.
We are right back to where we started. Damn near a calendar year later. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we are right back to where we started, talking about a single game and a single team. The Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors in a win or go home game tomorrow night at the Golden One Center.
In the words of DMX, let's get it on. Come on. Let's go. Yesterday. Oh, what did I get from my DMX, by the way? Let's get it on. That was a little better.
That was a little better, but no.
But yeah, man. Yesterday we doing some TV, CBS 13 Sports Sunday. Sarah and Jake, what up though? And you know, it was still pretty new. It was like, I gotta see these guys again.
Yeah,
I don't really, not really feeling it. And it's not really like being afraid of the Warriors. The Warriors aren't like some type of championship team. It's just I don't want to deal with that again. Mm. That was my initial thought. But got a chance to sleep on it. Woke up.
I want to also just be clear to what you're talking about. You talk about championship team, and you know, there you're talking about like, you know, the Nuggets and the Celtics, and but the Warriors are playing incredible basketball right now. They're playing the best basketball that they have all year. I'd argue it might be the best basketball they've played in 2 years.
They're
playing good ball.
But like I said, I don't like the Warriors at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no worries that if the Kings don't get them, their season will be done soon. Like they're not one of them type of teams. They're just not. So it's not really that. It's a situation of I was just burnt out with dealing with all this. It's a lot dealing with in this last year, this y'all's calendar year of Kings Warriors. I was like, man, I don't want to deal with this at least for another 2 years or whatever the case may be. But yet here we are in a one-game situation when I go home. I wasn't really feeling it. Slept on it. Woke up. I'm ready. Let's go.
So why the change in mood?
Part of it has to do with the fact that it's one game. Dealing with another series, probably, I don't want to deal with a series. Plus, with the way the Kings are currently put together with no Malik and no Herter, I don't know if they can win a series against anybody. So that wouldn't be as as intriguing for me.
Yeah.
But a one-game situation at home with the Golden One Center going crazy. I know I was there on Friday, didn't get a chance to go on Sunday. And one of the thoughts on Friday was, even though everybody's really down, they're like, man, I don't know if you know we can win two games to get into the playoffs or anything like that. A lot of the people, the Reggies and you know the Dales, a lot of the you know security guys I talked to, people around the arena, they're like, man, just let's get one more here, man. Like let's not let Sunday be the end. Let's get back here at least one more time. If we get to a series, at least two more times. You can get swept, but I want to see more basketball here at the Golden One Center. And we got that. You know, one, possibly more than one.
That's short-sighted.
Or whatever.
I would have preferred that the someone lose and the Kings wound up playing on the road.
No. I'm fine with that. Uh-huh. And we're all fine with that. But the whole thought was, even if, like, you'd have two shots at it. So if you lost the road one, we'd still get one more back at the crib or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And
wasn't in the cards.
No, wasn't in the cards. Thanks to the Pelicans for nothing.
Yeah, wasn't in the cards.
But, yeah, man, they get an opportunity to come back, play another game at the crib in front of that crowd. It's going to be bananas on Tuesday night at the Golden One Center. And I'm hyped up for it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm not there. I'm not there, and I was. It's really just. I was trying to talk myself out of this line of thinking a second ago, but the game is hard to like. Not shy away from the game. Like I ain't shying away from the game, but like, okay, hypothetically, the Kings beat the Warriors. All right, Kings beat the Warriors. Then what? Like you didn't actually. I think where I'm struggling is I've maintained for, you know, a little over a week now. I think they got one in them. They got one. If they win tomorrow night, I would not be shocked. They got one in them. They have two, though. And that was a conversation we were having late last week.
And the thing that I keep getting hung up on is like, okay, hypothetically, the Kings beat the Warriors. They didn't actually win anything. They didn't get eliminated. Mm-hmm. They won the right to play another play-in game. And that's where I just keep getting stuck because I know, and I get it, there's no, and what I was trying to like talk myself out of that line of thinking, and I was using the NCAA tournament as an example, right? You don't win when you advance, but there is a certain level of prestige for coaches and teams when you go to like the Sweet 16. That's why they have these cute little names, the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four. You don't win anything with any of those. But you know how many times coaches have been there because it kind of goes on the resume.
Yeah.
30 Sweet 16 appearances, 29 Elite Eight appearances. Like, those go on the resume. This gives you the right to play another play-in game. And that's where I'm getting hung up on. Obviously, I want the Kings to win. But I'm just so hung up on the fact of their, you know, I use the way that the Warriors are playing. I think the Lakers are playing pretty well. The Kings are not. And there's just no way around that. Like, the Kings are not playing good basketball right now.
No, they're not winning. They're not finding a way to win.
That's part of this time of year, though.
I'm not going to dispute that. But they're not getting blown out by 40.
And
I don't think they're playing bad basketball. They're just not able to get over the hump right now.
Well, okay, fine. We could play semantics if you want to. You've got to get over the hump. These are win or go home games. Mm-hmm. You got to get over the hump. You've got to close. Like, you could play. Like, what's it good? Hey, the Kings played really well against the Warriors last night. It's going to be the Warriors and Lakers on Friday, but the Kings played really well. Like, that's not going to do anything for anybody. Like, they've got to find a way to win these games. If they're in a situation like they were on Friday night, you've got to find a way to win that game. That loss on Friday was tough. Man, it's not the blown 20-point lead. It's not Dame. Mm-hmm. But damn, like the turnover, which was, I mean, Domas is phenomenal. That is just inexcusable.
That can't happen.
Inexcusable. And then the rest of their points came at the foul line. Mm-hmm. Now, we could argue De'Aaron being fouled. Like, we could do that till we're blue in the face. But, like, that is just a brutal way to lose that game in that moment of the season.
Absolutely.
Got to find a way to close those games.
Absolutely, 100%.
And salute, yesterday's game was exactly what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be critical of that. Like, that game was exactly what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the bottom line is winning at this time of year. But what I'm getting at is I think they are playing good basketball, and they have to find one more thing to close these things out. And there's a difference between just losing. Right, like you're not in these games. You're down. You don't have to be getting blown out, but you're down 12 most of the game. Maybe you fight back. Like, you're just not capable. Them losing leads tells me they're playing good basketball. They have to find a way to close, and that can happen. That can happen Tuesday. You can play the same type of basketball, find a way to close, and like, oh, we done figured it out. We're good, or we got over that hump, or whatever the case may be. And another thing that happens with winning, because I don't think they can win like a series as presently constituted, but there is power in a locker room and with a team with your season not ending, with not wanting your season to end. So you say, what comes of it if they win this game on Tuesday? They could be energized, and they could have a certain level of belief going into that game on Friday because they kept their season alive.
So I want you to talk more about that. We're just getting started. We're with you for the next 4 hours. It's D'Lo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino. We're just getting started. I'm sorry, brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be live this Friday, live show, 32 Brew Street. Come through. We're going to talk about that all week here on ESPN 1320.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shout out to Kimberly. This is amazing.
Yeah, that's fine. No, there ain't no shout out to Kimberly right now, though.
I know.
She the ops.
She's one of them.
She the ops.
I know. I saw Stacey Kaufman walking around here talking on her stupid little phone. She was probably talking to Steve Kerr, talking about, hey coach, you got to play it neutral, but you know, good luck.
Her boy is Clay.
I think her boy is Draymond.
Oh, gosh.
I need to ask her. I think as a shoot, it's Draymond.
I always thought she loved Clay the most, but you might be right.
She always repping for Draymond on her stupid social media account when she's at those games.
Jesus.
I didn't want to talk to none of these people.
It's on. We
I actually got here and forgot Kim was one of them.
I didn't.
Not completely.
There ain't no handshake, ain't no high five, nothing going on.
Is our boss with us? The boss? Sometimes she's San Francisco, sometimes she's
with us. No, she ain't with us. No, she ain't with us. I know I saw her walking around. I don't know if she's in her office, but I don't think she's with us.
No, I don't think so either.
She says she's going to play it neutral. She ain't going to play it neutral. I ain't never seen her post a picture of Malik Monk.
Stacey Cole.
Yeah. Wait, what's that mean?
It should just bow out. I'm not picking a side. Yeah, right.
That felt like a shot at Cole.
I don't want these problems.
That's what he is. He's trying to play it neutral.
By the way, don't fall for that AI crap like I did.
AI is really...
It's getting all of us, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's ruining everything. Yeah. This is absolutely ruining everything.
See, we can't even have a good battle in this day and age with stupid-ass technology.
And my first thought was, Kendrick dropped something the next day? All right. Okay.
That's what they call him for.
Well, all right.
They say he got something ready. They say he got something ready. He got something ready.
Who said that? The streets?
The streets, yes, the streets. Streets ain't been wrong yet, right?
No, they told you
Drake was going to drop. He even laid out to how it was going to happen. He was going to wait till after Metro Boomin.
The streets that said that. I think it was podcasts that said that.
They in the streets.
Oh.
Well, they're hearing it from the streets, too.
All right.
Drake was also letting us know on Instagram as well and stuff like that. What's going on?
A pen and a notepad. Boy, Rick Ross is having himself a day. We'll talk about all this stuff later. I'm a little frustrated with Rose, but he's enjoying this. Your girl just walked by. I don't know if we can. We're gonna find out who she with.
Stacey?
Yeah.
You want me to get her?
Yeah, get her. We're gonna find out who she's with. Katie walks out there and says, I need to talk to Stacey.
Sneak out of here.
Okay.
Sneak out of here,
no, hey, who are you with?
Northern California.
Oh, look at this.
See,
look at this. Who's your favorite player on that team? Because we were debating that. On you know what team. On the Warriors.
I mean,
I said it was Clay.
I said it was Draymond.
Okay, so, well, I mean, I love all three of them. How can you not?
Okay.
Well, that's so, acceptable.
But if Steph wasn't on the team, it's Klay all day.
You was trying to sneak
Klay
out.
All day.
Boy, you rep Draymond something tough, though.
I appreciate Draymond's passion, which I would.
If I behave like Draymond, would you like that? Okay.
Look, I was going to say, they're afraid of you acting like Draymond.
Well, I get called into meetings, so don't act like Draymond. Don't act like Draymond. Okay, you could continue to sneak out. We were debating. We were just having a nice little conversation.
You gonna wear your King shoes tomorrow?
I will be neutral tomorrow.
No,
yeah,
I'm
okay.
King shoes tomorrow. I could wear one Warrior shoe and one King shoe.
No.
Okay, you could do that.
What?
No, that's fine. It will look ridiculous. That's why I'm approving it. Like, you could do that. You could pull that off. All right. Thank you. All right.
Yes, you're trying to sneak out of here.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, y'all need to calm down. Stop it.
Oh, see.
Yeah, y'all need to calm down. Y'all don't know how to act when a woman walk in. Knock it off.
Shady house, man. Y'all going to get just, like, blocked on everything. Yeah. Nah, we never do that to y'all. But, no, yeah.
Never. We know. Yeah, I love the response. She wouldn't put up with me acting like Draymond Green, but she love her some Draymond Green. Yeah, it's all funny. It's all fun and games till you got a Draymond Green in the studio. You got a Draymond Green in the studio, it's not quite as funny anymore. He's not quite as charming anymore. Get called into a meeting at 6 o'clock. Hey, we need to make you aware of something because we don't want you to act like Draymond Green. All right. All right, man.
I love it here, man.
I swear I do, too. Played me some podcast content.
Hey,
that's it for real.
No, wait, can I say something real quick? I thought about it. So I was like, what's this all about? So I just like went there. The numbers are so low. So low. And then maybe having the nerve to talk about, see, they don't understand. Like, I understand how things are moving in the future. Sir, no, you don't.
Bro, you didn't even
the numbers are anemic.
See, I don't even need to tell y'all who we're talking about because this dude is so, like, irrelevant in this market. Like, they thought that this person mattered. And, hey, everybody misses once in a while. They missed. It's like, you know, you're playing me something no one heard.
No, you're not lying.
And all I said was, is this it? Does he say anything about people I'm close to? Anyone? Is it just me? No, this is it. Okay. Girl. All right.
The numbers are nasty low. And then, like, because I just was, like, skimming through. I didn't listen to more than 10 seconds of anything. Skimming through, and he's like, yeah, you know, Sacramento is, you know, it's a real small-minded place. You know, it's not a big city. It's small-minded. So they don't understand. Like, I know how to, you know, make social. It was so much cap.
Oh, you're from Backhouse, Georgia. Shut the hell up.
It was so much cap. So much cap. And then you go, look, the numbers, just like Dr. Dish, the numbers don't lie. They're right there.
Well, them Dr. And those, Dish numbers, boy.
Those numbers were nasty.
Them Dr. Dish numbers, though.
Sorry, man. I stay in the green.
No, how's Reese doing since it was purchased for him?
You know, he's got to get on it a little bit more. You know, he didn't really get the opportunity.
Well, yeah, he can't because dad is out there. And also, be clear, I just want you to know Jazz is in the chat, so be aware.
It's therapy sometimes, you know.
Understandable.
I see that the Kings got to play the Warriors. I'm all like, oh, man, it's going to be a crazy 48 hours. I just need a calming, you know, 30 minutes or so. Mm-hmm. That's what that's for.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be a tense next 29 hours or so. Well, it's going to be more than that. 30 plus hours leading into the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors at the Golden One Center. Win or go home. These two teams haven't played since January 25th. January 25th, three of the last four games were decided by 1 point. That is insane. Absolutely insane.
If I was not affiliated with either fan base. Like, if I wasn't a Kings fan or Warriors fan, I just love the NBA like I do typically.
Yeah.
This would be great TV. This would be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, the settings are always on point, especially at the Golden 1 Center. You know, it's not the dentist's office. So the setting is on point.
So I do
the
have a little
crazy.
I do have a little crazy. I do have a little fear about that.
About what?
The crowd tomorrow.
Oh, they're going to be lit.
I hope so.
They're going to be turned all the way up.
Okay.
All the way up. Circumstances were a little different. There was still something that you were chasing or whatever to a certain degree. But Friday night, they were lit.
Okay.
They were lit. I was ready to go.
I was worried a little more about them being tight. Nervous.
If things go a certain way, yeah, absolutely.
You can, don't go down double digits, you know, 3 minutes into the game. Like, if it's a back and forth, I think that, you know, they'll be fine. My concern was they would just be nervous.
There's going to be some of that there for sure. But I think to start early on in the game, it's going to go up in the Golden 1 Center. And it's going to stay up. They're going to be ready to go. The Kings fans and everybody involved, they understand the assignment, for a lack of a better term. They know what's at stake.
Mm-hmm.
They know what time it is. Even if, you know, you're not 100% sure or in belief that this will lead to something, you know, long-term this year, you want to get this one. It almost reminds me a little bit of, and I think you were there, for these games.
Mm-hmm.
But remember how Arco was the series against the Mavericks when they lost Chris Webber.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, everybody knew, like, that was it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be able to get this one done.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't stop that Arco crowd from going insane for games 3, 4, and 6. And I think that's what we've got going on here. Everybody knows it's a tall task without Malik and without Kevin Huerter. And who knows what it's going to lead to if you even get this one. But that's not going to stop Golden 1 Center from going up tomorrow night. That's what I think.
Yeah, there's some crazy resale ticket prices out there too. So hopefully everyone in the building is going to be very, very loud into that game. And I wonder how different this game will be than the last time we saw. I think the one in January was the 135-134 game. I don't know why I'm acting like I can't take 2 seconds to look.
January,
it was 134-133.
That's the one at Golden State, right?
Yeah, that was the one at Chase Center. 39 from HB in that game. 29. You heard that right. Those that forgot. It was 39 from Harrison Barnes.
That game went crazy.
Them Warriors people were so angry that night. They couldn't believe Harrison Barnes had the game that he did. 29 from De'Aaron. How different is this game tomorrow going to be than that game? 134-133 doesn't even feel attainable for these two basketball teams anymore, the way that the league is officiated. And, of course, the fact that the Kings are lacking, you know, a certain level of firepower with Malik Monk and Kevin Huerter out of the lineup. I wonder how different that game looks. Even the Warriors are playing, you know, a bit of a different brand of basketball than they were back in January. The Sacramento Kings, you know, as frustrating as some of the things that might have been going on with them offensively recently, they're playing much better defensively than they were back in January. I think there's a lot of really interesting variables that make tomorrow's game at 7 o'clock at G1C almost impossible to predict.
Some different components for both teams in this situation. You got the box score in front of you. If I'm not mistaken, Malik didn't play well that game, right?
He did not.
He had like 5 points or something like that?
He had 4. He was 2 of 5 shooting. It wasn't the strongest night from the bench, though.
Davion cooked. I think he had 4 or 5
played really well.
Or something like that.
Davion was 3 of 5 from 3 in that game. Those were the only shot attempts that he took. And he had 10. Malik had 4. Trey had 8. And that was the end of the production you got from the bench.
Huerter played in that game, too. I think Huerter had some big rebounds, I think, in that game.
Huerter had 10 rebounds in that game. He only finished with 12 points. But as you noted, he had 10 rebounds in that game. In fact, 77. What? Well, 77 was the number of double doubles I think Domantas Sabonis had. He got a double double in this one with points and assists. He didn't get it with rebounds. He had 8 rebounds in this game, and Kevin Huerter led the way with 10.
Yeah, and you talk about
that. I'm glad you said that because he's not there.
No.
We've been focusing on Malik. Kevin Huerter ain't there either.
Oh, that's for sure, man. And, you know, we talk about, you know, Sabonis and these teams and, you know, who they are at this point. Trace Jackson Davis. You know, I think they were still trying to have Looney out there going up against Sabonis. And Looney, that's over. Like, he can't – he's not going to be a factor, I don't think, you know, for this team moving forward, the Warriors. You talk about Pods, he's going to be involved. They look – you mentioned it. They look different. It's a different team. They play a different way. I think CP3, I think he was still around or was he out?
Chris was,
I think he was there because
out in the January game.
Yeah,
he was.
Okay. He wasn't there.
Out.
Okay.
Yeah, and Trace Jackson Davis wasn't playing.
Yeah, so
Pods played 26 in that one. This was Draymond's first game back because he came off the bench. He played 31 minutes. I think it was his first, maybe his second game back, but I feel like it was his first game back after the suspension.
I think that was the one in Sacramento.
Okay.
The playing game.
Okay.
So he played for a little bit. Because this one was not long after the playing game, right?
The in-season tournament
game.
Got you.
I'm sorry.
This was January 25th. Yeah. I can't remember when the in-season tournament was, to be honest with you.
It was actually a little ways after that because in-season tournament was in December. So it was a little while after that. But, yeah, these two teams have added a lot and, you know, maybe lost a little bit as well since then. We talked about what the Warriors were able to add, but the Kings, they've lost Malik and Kevin Huerter, but they've gained a little bit of an identity defensively with Keon and Davion. And Keon is playing some really, really good basketball. Really good basketball. And he's continuing to bolster that case for me that he's a starting two guard in this lead. If he continues to catch and shoot the way he does, I mean, how can he not? He's also able to create a little bit, slash a little bit more. It's not like Kyrie create, like giving the ball and let him dribble 10 times between the legs and then move. It's, oh, they overplayed or they closed out a little too hard. I can attack the basket, finish with a little floater, finish with a finger roll at the bucket. He's showing some versatility to his ability to score. And, you know, that's a different dynamic. Davion is playing a lot better than the Warriors had seen him play up until that point. So there are some variables, I'd say maybe in favor of the Kings, just as there are some major variables that are not in favor of the Kings in this game.
Unrelated. But can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Would you put a collage of yourself in your office?
Yeah, sure. It's your office.
Okay. I was just curious. I'm looking at Austin Rivers and his backdrop is
it's him.
A collage of him. Okay.
So yeah, why not?
All right.
Would you?
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I don't like pictures of me, period. The ones I have up in the house are very much not for me.
Yeah.
But no.
I don't think I would. Collage of yourself as a regular person like doesn't work. That's like what a jerk that guy is. But like if you got like you're playing basketball or whatever, like there's action going on, like that's cooler. But like if it's just like say I had like 4 pictures of myself on a painting, like what an a-hole.
Like if the dope ones made one of his collages of my basketball life.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm putting that up.
Okay. I'd be upset if the dope ones made a collage of me. Sir, where did you get these pictures from? Second of all, well, he did a good job. Like the cartoon graphic, he makes me look a lot nicer in the cartoon graphics. So if he could spice up the pictures a little bit, they'd be pretty fire. Yeah. Okay, just Austin Rivers caught my attention. I You know, he's got all of his trophies behind him, and or not, they're not stacked well. He needs to work on that a little bit, but he's got the.
I mean, that's the home office. That's where all that stuff should be. Like if I brought a collage here to the Odyssey Studios and put it behind me with trophies, people gotta know. That'd still be a little odd. The home office, that's where all that stuff goes. Your retired jerseys or, you know, framed jerseys, and yeah, I have no problem with it.
Okay. I'm just asking. Broadcast journalists, that's all I do. Just ask questions. I heard like Bret Hart used to have like all of his titles like all around his house.
Really?
He'd get replicas of all of the titles he wanted, and they would just like you walk into Bret Hart's house, and for 2 seconds you knew, like the second you walked in, Bret was a professional wrestler.
Mm. See, around the house is a little, I'm not gonna say that it's foul, but that's a little different. I'm more of like in my office, or if I got a man cave or whatever. That's where that stuff goes. Not in the next to the pool table in your right after you walk through the door.
What do you think this game comes down to tomorrow?
The others.
Is it offense or defense?
Offense. Hmm. Offense. And I say that saying not like you have to score 130 points or something like that, but all, for the Kings, all of the guys that play, they got to do their job. We talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah.
Nobody can have one of those off games.
Mm-mm.
You know, I don't know what the point total is specifically, but Davion, you've got to have your 8 to 12. Keon, you've got to have your 8 to 13. Got to
be double digits for Keon, in my opinion. I thought Keon's game yesterday, and I know there's nothing to talk about from yesterday. That's not the story. The story is tomorrow. But Keon has had a couple of games like yesterday where, like, the looks have been there for him, mm-hmm. and he's capitalized on them. Mm-hmm. That has to be Keon tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He'll probably make a bigger mark on the defensive end, but that shot is going to be there on the offensive end, and he has to make them pay for it.
Yeah, if they're going to give it to you, you got to cash in. So, like,
and he looks comfortable doing that, by the way.
Absolutely.
Him and Davion both absolutely. Look very, very comfortable doing that.
So one of the things that we mentioned last week about, you know, the frustrations of the Kings is nobody can have a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody can have a bad game tomorrow. Like I said, I'm not putting a specific number on any of these guys, but we got to be able to look at that box score after the game and say, well, he gave you this. He showed up. Mm-hmm. He did it, and it's got to be across the board. Nobody can have a game like Harrison had against the Knicks or Sabonis had against the Thunder or anything like that. Like, everybody got to show up on the offensive end.
No, they got to show up on the defensive end, too. Because they got a lot of capable scorers on that team.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the most capable scorer of all time. You got Klay Thompson, who we've outlined too, who's not played nearly as bad as it's been made out at different times. You have Chris Paul, who's just a wild card to me. Yeah. And I mean, that's a dude with
they
playoff
can control
experience.
A game,
yes.
Man.
Yes. Yeah. He is a conductor.
The point guard.
Yep. Absolutely. For my money, pure point guard. The greatest of his generation.
Mm-hmm.
I know what Steph. I'm just talking about what we look at as a point guard. To me, Chris is the greatest of this generation.
Hey, no argument over here.
And that's scary going into tomorrow. I love Mike yesterday. You know, there really wasn't any talk about, you know, the game that they won. Understandably so. Like everyone kind of knew what time it was. Chauncey Billups knew what time it was, but. Mike's talking about, you know, you go in there with a team, you know, 4 or 5 championships, whatever it is. Okay, Mike, you know exactly how many titles they have. Stop it. But I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like what he's doing. And you talk about the focus that they'll have going into tomorrow's game. Kings got to match that.
Yeah.
Kings, we talk about the, you know, Warriors making the Kings and the Kings fans uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings have the opportunity to make the Warriors uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And the scary part about that is exactly what you just alluded to, because the makeup of the team right now, you can't have a bad night. No one can have a bad night. The bench has to be strong. Trey's got to be strong. Keon's got to be strong. Davion's got to be really good. I don't know what the rest of the rotation is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it ends there. But I don't know where it goes next. It's been a little bit difficult to figure out. I assume it's Alex Len.
Yeah, I think Alex Lynn is going to get some burn. He played really well last year in that playoff series, and he creates problems. Excuse me, on the boards and inside for a team as small as Golden State.
My guess is Alex, Trey, and Davion, and I don't know if it goes anywhere after that.
Mm.
I wouldn't either. Mm. But as I've said all game. Or all year, excuse me. Mike is funny. Mm. Like, Mike is funny.
Yeah.
Like, we could see Jalen Swanson tomorrow. Like, hey, did he mean to put him in? Yeah, no, he saw something and he threw him out there.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Rock with it. Rock with it.
I think another key to this game tomorrow is dominating the boards.
Yeah.
And instilling extra possessions. And what I mean by that, obviously, is getting the offensive boards. You're going to be going up against a smaller Warriors team. And if you can find a way to not only dominate the boards in general, but dominate the offensive boards, and sometimes that may not even be like Lynn or Sabonis pulling it down, but maybe a tap out and get an extra possession that way. You got to get extra possessions. You can't, we all saw it last year in the playoffs. You can't give up extra possessions.
Mm.
You've got to dominate the defensive boards in a major way. And that's – it's always – whenever it's the boards, like I talked about it before, it's always like, yeah, the team that wins the battle of the boards is going to win because that means the other team is probably missing shots. So there's that. But I think offensive rebounding is going to be a major, major component to this game.
We'll come back. We'll talk more about the – Kings Warriors play-in matchup tomorrow night at the Golden 1 Center. Also, stay tapped in. Coming up at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, we've got that keyword you need to enter in over at ESPN1320.com for your chance to win a $500 gift card. So that's all coming up here. It's Thilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino, where we will be live this Friday.
Yeah,
our live show at 32 Brew Street inside Sky River Casino. So a lot to talk about today. A lot to talk about this week. We're happy that you're here with us. It's Thilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on ESPN 1320. WNBA draft tonight. We tapped into that all afternoon for sure. All evening. Phone lines are open for you if you want to get in. 916-909-1320. Let's head out to practice here. De'Aaron Fox in the media scrum.
Oh, look at Jake with his UConn shirt on.
He looks ridiculous. Jake, if you're seeing this, you look ridiculous. Go ahead.
This is a team you guys are obviously very familiar with. How advantageous do you think that is for you as you approach tomorrow?
I mean, I think both teams are looking at it the same way. We played each other, counting the preseason, like 13 times in the last however many months. So, I mean, we're both familiar with each other. There are no surprises. So you just got to be able to go out there. You have to be able to execute. You have to be able to be physical, try to keep the other team off the free throw line. And then obviously two good three-point shooting teams and try to get guys off the line. So like I said, there are no surprises with playing these guys.
You guys haven't played since – you haven't played them since January. And it feels like so much has changed. No Monk, no Herder. They're playing Trace Jackson Davis. Keon wasn't playing then. How much can you really take from – the previous matchups earlier in the year?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think, obviously, it's a bit different, but at the end of the day, like, teams are pretty much playing the same. I think we've been better defensively. I mean, they've been playing well. So, obviously, it's not the exact same game, but at the end of the day, there are no surprises. You know, the main guys are out there. Obviously, we're missing, a starter and a guy that we feel is a sixth man of the year, but, I mean, we're playing the same way, and they're doing what they do, so. Like I said, we have to go out there. We have to focus on what we can control, and that's how physical we can be. Obviously, however the game is being officiated, you adjust to that, and you let the chips fall where they may.
All these games, it seems like three of the four were decided by a point. Like, does that just kind of speak to how close or how similar the familiarity that you guys have?
Yeah, I mean, we have the exact same record. Like you said, three of the last four games have been decided by one point. Like, there's been very close proximity with the way that we've been with them this past year, but all that's out the door. You know, right now it's win or go home. So,
do you just kind of shake your head and go, "Of course, it's the Warriors." Of course.
Yeah, but I mean, we put ourselves in that spot. We didn't. It was nothing that they did. Truth be told, it was because we lost games that we probably shouldn't have lost that put us in this position. So, it is what it is. We got to be able to get over that hump.
Yeah,
what ways do you think you guys have grown the most since last year and all the experience you've had since?
I mean, I think we've been a bit of a better defensive team. I mean, we've gotten leads that we really didn't have last year, but we've also given away leads. So we have to be better in that aspect. We have to be able to finish games. That's pretty much it. Like, if you want to be a good team in this league, and I feel like we are, we've been able to get leads on good teams, on bad teams, and we've given them up. So for us to want to be one of those top teams or be a contender, we have to be able to finish games out.
You played in March Madness before. Do you treat this like a winner go home type of March Madness type game?
Oh, yeah. This would definitely be the closest to that type of feel that you're ever going to get, because in a series, it's not the same like that. So in this aspect right now, it definitely is. And I mean, being in the play, and you can be one bad shooting night away from going home. So obviously, that's a little bit of it. I feel like an exciting factor that plays a part.
DR is a defensive end. What is it that you guys are doing differently that's made you guys so much better in the second half?
Oh, I mean, I think we've been more physical. Obviously, you know, they let some things go, but I think we've been rotating right. I think guys have been early to their spots, and I think we've been a bit of a better three-point defensive team than we have been earlier in the season. And I mean, like I said before, we weren't giving up a lot of threes, but teams are making a higher percentage, and I think we've been better at that since the All-Star break. But obviously, this team and being one of the best three-point shooting teams for a long time, that's definitely an emphasis for us. And that's no surprise, like I said.
I know you set a goal to average over 2 steals per game. You got that goal. You're leading the league. You led the league for the regular season. How good does that feel to actually like come through with one of those goals like that?
I mean, that's definitely, like I said, it was definitely a goal of mine. And obviously not a lot of people in this league have been able to do that. And I mean, I want that to be a kind of a consistent thing where people just know, you know, when I'm in the game, I want to be able to be disruptive. And when you have a team whose offense flows like Golden State's does, with how many hidden handbacks and pick and rolls, just being able to be disruptive is sometimes all you can, you know, hope to do.
Outside of that, did you think,
Tone?
Yeah. Man, Twitter did Tone dirty. Twitter
Come
said,
on, man.
Hey,
Tone.
Sorry, Tone.
Come
Whole world,
on,
no blanket.
Man,
we ain't even going to, we ain't even going to know what,
Tone.
We ain't even going to know what Tone said. Come on, man. Terrible.
It's the Sopranos, now Tony.
Yeah. Tough look. Boy, them media scrums are, those are Royal Rumbles.
They really are.
You better get your question in loud and clear.
I don't know if you saw the media scrum when the A's did their introductory press conference in
mm-hmm.
West Sac.
Mm-hmm.
There's a video, I think, I don't know whose video it is. It might be Sean's, it might be whatever. But, boy, they were working our boy Jay Gaydon's nerves. Like, he was trying to get one in, and then somebody would pop in there, and he was getting pissed.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Oh, if I can find it, man, I'm going to retweet it because he was getting hot.
How do you even win that? Like, just talk louder than the other guy?
Or not be willing to back off the question because, like, you might start talking and, you know, someone like, hey, De'Aaron, what? Hey, De'Aaron, about those steals. You just got to keep talking. I wouldn't do well in those. I wouldn't do well in those.
That's what we need if we get to the playoffs. Get Dame in the scrum.
No, we ain't doing that.
Oh yeah, I think I found it too. Yeah.
I gotta see. You gotta tag me in it. I gotta see I think Jake wanted De'Aaron to bring up his stupid UConn t-shirt when he asked about the NCAA tournament. He's like, is this like the NCAA tournament? You want to talk about UConn? Stupid UConn.
Oh, man.
Let's get TC in here. 916-909-1320. What's happening, TC?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
What up, TC? How you feeling, dog?
Hey, listen, I'm vibing. I'm feeling good, man. Listen, hey, we put ourselves here, bro. Hey, we got to dig ourselves out the hole, man, to get to the playoffs, man, and go beat the Thunder. That's what I got. But you got to take it one step at a time. And honestly, yeah. Hey, D-Lo, we got to exercise this demon, bro, with the Warriors and the Pelicans. That's if the Pelicans beat the Lakers, bro. Seriously. We have to beat these dudes, bro. So it is what it is, dog. I feel good about tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Like, I ain't going to tell nobody how to feel tomorrow. Like, I just don't. It's not that I feel bad about tomorrow. It's not that I'm worried about tomorrow. Like, I'm going in to tomorrow's game with very little emotion. Mm. I'll obviously be disappointed if they lose.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that I'll be excited. I don't know how excited I'll be if they win.
Because
I really want them to get to the playoffs. And obviously you get another shot, right? That's what this is. It's a tournament. You are in the full tournament position now. 7-8, it's only a tournament if you lose. If you will win, mm-hmm. you're good.
Yeah.
You did your part.
Yeah.
If you lose, okay, you're in the tournament, right? There's three out of the four playing teams are in a tournament. The one that wins the 7-8 is not. Yeah. You advanced. You did what you had to do. I do not know what to expect. Like if the Kings, said this earlier, if the Kings hit on all cylinders, wouldn't be shocked at all. If they did it twice, I'd be stunned. But because it'd be, because it would either mean they beat the Lakers for a fifth time or they beat the Pelicans for the first time. Either way, I think that result is stunning. But tomorrow is just, hey, you got to fist fight against your most known opponent.
The thing about this week, though, and when we alluded to a little bit earlier in the show, is there's a lot of things that tell the story of a season, right? And, you know, good and bad, you know, whether you're talking about the Kings' inconsistencies, not being able to close out games, all this stuff, like, and it all factors into the story.
Yeah.
You know, 5-0, excuse me, against the Pelicans, 4-0 against the Lakers, all this other stuff, losing to the bad teams. It all factors into the story. But this week specifically, stories are irrelevant. You've got to win one game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's it. And like, so you win, say, for instance, you win on Tuesday, and it's like, oh, man, you know, are we going to win two games? I was saying that all Friday. I was, you know, you're going to win two of those games? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could do that. The mindset immediately shifts to not we got to win two of these games. We just got to win this one game.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We may not be built to play in a series and beat a team in a series and all this other stuff. We may not be built for any of that. We understand that. We just got to be at our best one night.
Yeah.
One night. And when you win a game like you could potentially win on Tuesday, this is what I was alluding to earlier. When you win a game like that, you can go into Friday kind of energized, kind of refreshed, like, oh, we handle business. We, you know, if it was a close game or playing the Warriors, you know, we can find confidence in being able to get that done. And now you're looking at it like, man, we got that done. We got over that that hurdle, so to speak. Now we just need one game. Pelicans have smacked us around all year long. None of that really matters. Like I said, we use the Niners-Rams analogy. Niners own the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
They still own them at eight wins to one.
Yeah.
But the one.
It's the one that matters.
Just need the one.
Yeah.
And that's what I think could happen. And especially because they are one-game situations. Like, you may look at series.
But no one owns each other. I know what reference you're trying. I know what point you're driving home. But these two are dead even.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 2-2 this year. It was 4-3. In the playoffs, I can't remember what it was during the regular season last year. I feel like it was 2-2, but that could absolutely be wrong. I don't remember. But these are two teams who are playing, who play each other pretty damn evenly.
De'Aaron mentioned it a little bit, and I think he was, if I heard him right, he was a little off. He said 13 times in the last year, calendar year, with including preseason games. That's excluding preseason games. These guys have seen a lot of each other in the last 12 months.
Yeah, so it's the 7 playoff games, the 4 this year, and then they played like 2 late in the season last year.
They played one late in the season. So 1, so 7 is 12. 8,
yeah.
Another 4 year.
This will be 13. And it was 2 or 3 preseason games?
I think.
Because one of them was Steph.
One of them was Steph. So the other was here. So I think it was just two.
Just two.
Yeah.
So that's 15? Counting preseason. That's 15? Jesus Christ, man. Goodness gracious.
That's a lot.
You going on with the Brodies in the morning?
Yeah. I'm going to holler at them, man. Okay. I'm going to holler at them.
All right.
You going?
I said I wasn't going to talk to nobody over there. But I love Guru. Like, Guru's my guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Bonte and Butch are my guys, too. Yeah. But Guru's my guy. And he was like, hey, can you come on tomorrow? I'm like, ugh.
You can pull up on him.
I'm going to go see my man,
I'm going to go to the morning roast, man. I'm going to holler at the morning roast. I think it's going to be about 8:30 for anybody trying to check it out, man. So, yeah, I got to go talk to him.
I'm a guru at 11:30.
Yeah, I got to go talk to him. We got to call.
Kamara's
got
to say something overly negative about
you know, that's his bag. That's his bag. But before Kamara, I found Jake. Can I play it real quick?
So, yeah.
So hold on. I'm pulling it up on the screen. The hearing isn't even really matter, but so Jake was at the opening press conference for, you know, the Sacramento.
So you said hearing doesn't matter.
Not necessarily.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to mute this because Fox 40 will come for us.
Okay.
Yeah, even though there are people,
okay,
they'll come for us.
You don't have to hear. I can do like a play-by-play.
Yeah.
So Vivek is here talking and he's answering something. And then, you know, quick, somebody's about to, you know, get a question in. There's Jake in the background. He's about to get his question and he's ready for what he's going to say. And somebody.
Oh, he's talking?
Somebody cuts him off.
Oh, Jake. Oh. Biting the bottom lip.
Look, see, Jake starts to ask his question and somebody gets louder.
Okay, hold up. I need to know who was asking the question.
Jake hit him with the, come on, pal, are you serious?
Yeah, no, give me the volume. I gotta know.
Okay, hold on. Let's get about right here so we got the whole thing.
Yep.
We have an MLB team, and in the long term, I'd like this to be a place with a permanent MLB team and other teams.
What up teams need to happen?
Well, the stadium needs a place to host a major league.
Okay, you killed that. I don't know who that was.
I don't know, but...
Might have been...
I don't know.
Might have been Michelle over at K... I don't know.
Yeah.
It obviously wasn't Sarah. It could have been Michelle. Yeah.
Well, at that point, Jake, you got like five words. You keep going, brother.
Jake.
Hey, you keep going.
Jake was not pleased. That's funny. That's a great, great clip. We need to isolate that. That needs to be a gift. That needs to be a gift right there.
Oh, man. Jake was biting his tongue, biting his lip, everything.
John from Connecticut, not pleased.
The funny thing is, it happened like two other times, too. I didn't even find the other two, but I remember that stuck out to me. Obviously, I remembered it. I was like, Jake was.
He wasn't about it.
It was working his last nerve.
Jake been all over this story for a year, and now he's having his moment. And he's getting cut off. Not here for it. All right.
Oh, man. Let's talk to our guy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, let's talk
before we talk to our guy, did you say where they're listening to us at?
I didn't. I love when you do that, though.
I usually have the notes in front of me, so I try to just say it, but I
know it's good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.